This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's Map of Medicine.
Professor Hallux is still fiddling with that game of his. He's been playing with it all day.
Not playing, nurse. Working. It's my map of medicine and it's full of stacks of medical places and people. But there's so many to fit in, I'm having to massively multiply the memory banks. Certainly a squeeze in there.
Well, that's great, but it's not good to be stuck inside all day. You should go and get some exercise. Why don't you take Body to have a swim?
Funny you should say that, but we have a little problem. Come here, Body. Show Nanobot your foot.
Why is he hopping?
Show her, Body.
Oh, yes. He's got a verruca. That's a whopper. It's as big as a dinner plate. So let me guess, you might want a podiatrist to have a look at that.
Spot on. And that's the bit I'm just finishing off on my map of medicine. So why don't you give us the verse on verrucas whilst I finish it off?
No problem.
Clinical crunch. Whoops.
Feet are very hard-working parts of your body, as we all know. They need to be kept clean or... They can smell worse than cheese. But even the cleanest feet can pick up some pesky conditions, and verrucas are one of these. They're not normally as big as bodies. They're tiny lumps normally on the soles of feet, and sometimes they have little black dots in them.
Verrucas are caused by a viral infection that's similar to warts and are often picked up in swimming pools where everyone has bare feet, and so gets passed about easily. They're the most common foot condition for children, so you might even be the proud owner of one yourself.
Although they're not normally serious, they are contagious, and that means you should keep your foot covered, especially at the pool. The good news is that they normally go away on their own, and they only need treating if they're causing pain. If they do need treatment, often it's just some drops of a special chemical to freeze the verruca away.
Chilling stuff. Right, I'm all loaded up. Let's find out more about our foot expert, the podiatrists.
Opening the map of medicine.
Our funny old feet are fantastically important. Imagine what would happen if your feet disappeared right now. Yep, you'd fall right on your bum. Ouch! And you'd have trouble getting up again. You certainly wouldn't be kicking a football or tap dancing. Now, your feet aren't likely to actually disappear anytime soon, but maybe you have pain in them or problems walking. And that's where podiatrists can help. Did you know there are 26 bones in each of your feet? All the bones and muscles enable us to walk and do cool things like dance and balance, but they don't always work as they should. Sometimes children have problems with the shape of their feet or the way they walk. That's called your gait. No, not that sort of gait. G-A-I-T. Even if the problem is not enough to slow you down, now expert help is important because your feet grow so fast. And a small problem now could be a big one later. So what happens if you visit a podiatrist? They'll chat to your parents and you about what you were like as a baby, how you crawled and when you started to walk. Now, we know you aren't a baby anymore, but this all helps the podiatrist understand if a problem is an old or new one. They'll also have a good look at your feet and legs and may manipulate them with their hands. That's moving your joints and seeing how bendy you are. Might tickle a bit, then they might watch you walking. No, not watch you tap dancing. You're not putting on a show. They'll just ask you to walk normally to check your gait, and they may take prints of your feet. They're looking for symmetry. That's both legs and feet working equally together, and for the bones and muscles to be properly in place. Now, because you're a kid and your feet are still growing, it's quite easy to fix a lot of problems with stretching exercises or with splints and insoles. things you wear or put in your shoe. If you need a bit more help, they might suggest an operation. So you'll be flashing your fancy footwork again in no time.
Goal!
Let's have a quick disgusting detail, nurse. There's just time before we go.
Disgusting detail.
These days, we only treat verrucas if they're causing pain. But in the past, raw meat was thought to cure them. So, you'd get your lump of meat and rub it over the verruca. And then bury the meat in the garden.
Barking mad. Sounds like a waste of steak to me. Right, I'm off to the podiatrist with Body. Hope to see you again next time as we explore the map of medicine.
Alex's Map of Medicine is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.